Hello, this is Roger.
Hi, Roger. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. So I understand you're having some trouble getting verified on Google and they deleted your old account or anything? Something like that?
Yeah. So we were in partnership with another place. We hadn't had time to transfer our location. And then someone, I guess, suggested an edit, and they completely deleted the old account. And it's the guy that we've talked to said, you can't get it back.
Oh,
so we've created a new one, and we just now got yesterday to where we can actually submit a video.
Okay.
To do that. So now we got to submit a video to Google to see if that's going to work or not.
Got it. Okay. Did the old one that got deleted, did it have reviews on it?
Yes, it had 102 and we had 4.9 stars.
Oh, no. Okay, let me put that. 102 reviews, 4.9 stars. And then what's the location difference? Where was it originally set at and where did you try to modify it to?
It's 3916 West Okmulgee Street, South Muskogee, Oklahoma. And I hadn't quite learned the new address, but I believe it's 223rd Street, 3rd Court Street, 223 3rd Street, Muskogee, Oklahoma, Suite 211.
So you were still in Muskogee, but you just moved into a different address?
Yes.
You said it was Suite 211?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would recommend, and we don't have a service that just helps you get that all fixed. However, with our Platinum package, we would absolutely fix that for you and possibly be able to retrieve that old Google Business page. Because what we do is we would have you add us as a manager, and then we would get with our team at Google, and once that video's done, the new one, we would possibly be able to retrieve the old one and merge them together and then just delete the new one that you created. Because it's always not a good idea to have a duplicate Google Business page out there. So, you know, I can't make any definite promises, but I've seen this happen before where a Google Business page, you know, went down, and then because we're the best of the best in the industry, we were able to retrieve it through our team at Google. Okay? Who did you talk to that said that it wasn't going to be doable?
We're paying somebody to pay them to get us listed on this new Google page, and they've done everything up until the video, and which that's something we have to personally do is record the video and either give it to him or submit it directly through the app. And I'm the one who was able to get it listed the first time, me personally, because it's really not all that difficult when it's just a simple process. But in this circumstance, I don't have the time that I had then to do it. So
Yeah, you know what, Roger, it sounds like maybe that person that you hired doesn't know very well what they're doing. And I only say that because sometimes I talk to people that hire someone to, you know, get them on Google, and then they find out it's, you know, two guys in a basement that get together and decide to do programming, or it's some guy that randomly will outsource the work to India or the Philippines and, you know, think that they're going to get it verified. So, you know, I'm confident that we would absolutely be able to help you. And what I would recommend for you, what's the name of the business, by the way?
It's Appliance Care LLC.
I figured because of the email, Appliance Care LLC. And you're in Muskogee, Oklahoma?
Correct.
Okay, let me see here. I want to see what type of other internet presence that you have currently.
I have a website on Wix that does pretty good.
AppliancecareOK.com, is that your site?
Yes, and I paid somebody $1,200 roughly to get all that kind of set up, and then they tried to renew the contract on me without telling me, but I ended up canceling that, so it's just left off where they left it off.
For the website, you mean?
Yeah, for us.
Wow. Okay, I was going to say, I never heard of somebody charging that much to put a Wix site together, but
well, it wasn't to put it together, it was just to basically get it listed.
Oh, to get it listed. Okay, gotcha, okay. So, and then I also see you have a business Facebook. Did that same company set that up? A business
No,
Facebook?
We've done everything except for the Google stuff.
Okay.
Personally.
So, I would recommend for you what's called our Platinum Package. It's going to fix all this mess for you, merge any duplicates together, but also once the Google Business page either gets re-verified or hopefully we can retrieve the original one, then what we do above and beyond that is to rank it on the first page of the search results in your category. So if somebody is looking for a, you know, appliance repair, or they put in specifically, you know, ice machine repair or refrigerator repair or washer or dryer based on the other services that you offer, you'll come up under those various keywords as well. And then we would also program you into some of the popular directories that are in your area, as well as the mobile platform. And that's huge because you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Yep. So that's a different search result altogether. And once we program you into the mobile platform, now you'll also become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market, you know, that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then what we do with the business Facebook is, you know how when you search online for pretty much anything, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's going to be an ad for that popping up, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we'll make sure that if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which will actually show you how many new clients came from Google, how many came from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they, you know, use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which code they came from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay?
Yeah.
So I can give you a reduced rate on this package based on everything you're going through. I feel really bad that, you know, you have to re-verify everything and all that you've gone through. So I can give you that Platinum package for just a flat rate month to month of $299. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. Now, let's say that your only intention is to get that Google Business page re-verified and hopefully we retrieve the old one and merge it together, you know, and delete the new one.
Yeah.
All we require on this is a short-term 3-month verbal agreement. And that's only because anytime you're dealing with online marketing, it's best to look at it for an entire quarter. So after the initial...
Yeah, it takes a while.
Exactly. So once everything's fixed, by then, you'll be ranking on the first page, getting some solid calls from new clients, so you're probably going to want to stick with it, right? But it has to be comforting to know that at that point, if you wanted to cancel, you know, you wouldn't have to pay an early termination fee or anything like that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know.
So, and then, so about how long does it take to get re-verified on Google once you start the process?
So, great question. First page placement industry standard is 90 days. However, because we're a premier partner to Google, we do it in only 45 to 60 days. So we're way ahead of the curve. And I always tell people, because of that timeline, you'll still absolutely see activity within your first month because, you know, Google allows us to bundle this with the Facebook ads, and those will kick in under 2 weeks, right? So you'll absolutely see that activity, like I said, but it will definitely pop during the second and the third months for sure.
Okay.
That's when it comes to full fruition.
So, but when do we actually have a visible location on Google? How long does that usually take?
Usually that kicks in by the second month. Worst case scenario, it would be 60 days, but like I said, we quote 45 to 60 days for that. So
I should go ahead and try to upload the video and then go ahead and try to get it started or wait for the video.
You could upload the video, but you would add us as a manager to it so that we would be in communications with Google about not only getting that new one verified, but also trying to retrieve the old one for you so that we can merge them together. What's happening with that video, just to let you know, is you submit, you know, a new Google business profile. So Google looks at it like you're a brand new business. They then will try to protect you as a small business from a large corporation that tries to come into Muskogee and steal the clients in your backyard, because the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when you upload a couple of items on that video, Google will then trust you and say, okay, this is a valid business in the area and we can publish it, right? So that's all that's happening there. But if that publishes and somewhere around the other one with the 102 reviews got suspended and it is retrievable, then that's going to throw up a red flag with Google, because now you'll have a duplicate, right? But that's something that we're absolutely going to fix for you.
Okay.
So, and I mean, I'm sure it's something that you're open to give a shot, and that way you can get this all fixed, but also see how well it works, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, Roger. You're going to absolutely love it. So let me go over here, and I'll send you a confirmation email. So once I pull up the form, I'll plug in your email address. I think I already had it from yesterday, but let me see if I copied it over. Oh, I did. Okay. ApplianceCare22@gmail.com?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And your last name is Osmond, O-S-M-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I see that you gave us this number, but on the business Facebook, it's 918-441-6801. Is that the one you prefer for the business?
Yeah, that's the business phone number. It actually goes through our software that tracks all of our service calls, and we document everything and have phone recordings and text messages all documented for every service call.
Perfect. I love that. You have a really good marketing sense. A lot of business owners I talk to don't even understand the value of a call tracking number. We offer those here too. So if you wanted to eliminate whatever you're paying for that number, we could get a new 918 number and, you know, start forwarding those calls to you, and you would save money on whatever it is you're paying. But if you want to stick with your original call tracking, we could do that too.
It's kind of all included in our software. Our software is like an all-in-one. It has a phone system, service calls, invoicing, inventory. It's like all-in-one.
So you wouldn't want to switch. Okay, so call tracking included in software. What's the name of the software?
It's called WorkEase.
WorkEase?
Yes, W-O-R-K-I-Z.
Oh, WorkEase. Got it. Okay, so I'm going
and
to put this down.
We may be switching sometime in the near future, because it's a software that's geared to only do the service that we perform. And a lot of the warranty work will get kind of automated in a way, so we won't have to manually enter all of this, every warranty call that we get. We literally have another technician hire starting full-time Monday.
Okay.
So we have two full-time technicians plus myself who does the more complicated stuff that is harder to learn.
Got it. Okay, so that's good. You have a nice size operation. It sounds like you're in a growth mode if you're bringing all those two new technicians, right?
Yeah, and the Google is kind of slowed down because the phone hasn't rang. It just kind of happened at the worst possible time.
Yeah, now with these two guys coming on, you want to make sure that you have enough business to sustain them. I get it, definitely. For sure. So now remind me, I typed in my notes so fast. The current address that you're using with that new Google Business profile, is it the one on 3rd Street, or that's the old one?
Sorry, what was the last part you said?
Is the address from the 3rd Street, that's the old one, right?
No, that's the new one.
Okay, so let me verify. Did you say 223 3rd Street, Suite 211?
Yeah, so it's 223 North 3rd Street, Suite 211.
Okay, let me put the North in there. I didn't have that. North 3rd Street, Suite 211. And then Skokie. My daughter went to college out there in Norman.
Oh, my sister lives in Norman.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. I miss it sometimes. Sometimes I tell her I want to go back and visit, and she says, me too.
Yeah, there's a lot to do once you get in the Norman area. There's just, you're so close to the city.
I noticed that, yeah, because at first she was like, I've never been to the Midwest before. I can't go to college in Oklahoma. And then when she started going there, it kind of grew on us, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Oklahoma.
Awesome.
There's nothing here, but there's also everything at the same time.
Yes, yes. Yeah, oh, everything and more that you need. It's nice, but it has a little bit more charm, I think. So we're in Southern California, just so you know. So it's a big difference from Southern California.
Someone that actually recommended us, because someone had called us from the other business that we were associated with, and they're like, we hate that company. You're not associated with them, are you? And I said, no, actually, we just had a quarrel with them. And we told them we refused any business that they wanted to send us.
Oh, wow. What company was that?
I don't really want to bring names into it. It's just
the old
owners decided to sell, and the new people just, I don't know what their plan is. There's been no communication.
You know what? You're an admirable person. I do that too. If somebody asks me their advice on some type of marketing program that they're working with, I'll always tell them, like, look, I'm not going to bash another company because it's just a matter of bad ethics. But I will tell them if I've heard of the company, whether, you know, what I've heard of has been favorable or not. But I'll just leave it at that because I just don't feel like that's a good idea. So I'm on the same page with you there for sure.
Yes.
Now, what's the business zip code, Roger?
74401.
Okay, and then you don't need a new website, right? You're going to continue with the ApplianceCareOK.com?
Yeah, honestly, we don't really use the website all that much.
Okay. Yeah, because the reason I ask is we also build Google-compliant websites here that are highly rankable, and since you're growing and you don't have a lot of time to deal with this, if you ever needed one, just let me know, and I'll get an override to include it in the package for you. But at this point, yeah. So, I mean, I can do that now if you like. But the site that you have, it looks okay. It just looks a little bit unfinished because there's a part of it that either it's not loading or it's just empty. But when I scroll down, there's a part of it where it's kind of blank under the Service Now tab.
Yeah, when I did that, I just filled out the Wix document and it made the website for me, and I just kind of edited it a little bit to make it look slightly different.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, if you want us to build a site, we can even use that same domain if you own the Wix domain. If not, we could get a new one.
Yeah, I own the domain. I pay for the domain.
Oh, got it. Okay. So what's your thoughts? Should I tell the technicians to include it now, or do you want to just play it by ear and promote your site the way it is and then maybe add it later?
Well, yeah, it'll be something later. We'll just get everything on the ball rolling. And then.
There you go. Okay, yeah. But again, you know, I'll put a note here to include it, so if you want it later, we can, you know, simply add it. And then in order to get this set up, we would do that using either a debit or a credit card. What works best?
So right now payroll is coming up Monday, so it's literally the next business day.
Yes.
So after all that said and done, I know exact numbers. So if you call me like either probably around Tuesday or Wednesday, then we can get everything.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, so I'll call you on Tuesday or Wednesday. Let me see here.
Yeah, that would just be the best time at the moment.
Without going through the payroll with a fine-tooth comb, just through your, you know, basic knowledge, how much do you think of the 398 you do have available today if I could work out something special for you?
Oh, I don't really. I wouldn't know. I mean, it'd be. It's just hard to know the answer for sure.
You want to know the payroll goes through first. Okay, I get it. So let me do this. Because sometimes they'll let me do like a split payment or something, but I mean that doesn't really change anything too much because you would have to pay the other half on Monday or Tuesday, right? So I'll follow up with you on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and then we'll pick up where we left off. And then the last question I have for you is, how did you find out about Local Squash?
One of our customers has referred us out to you.
Really? Okay, so your customer is a business owner that uses us?
Yes. I don't remember. I don't know if their name. I think it's more like they use it for rental properties, I believe.
Okay. Okay, yep. Yeah, you know what? Everybody uses Google, so this is kind of universal for every kind of category across the board. So that's very cool that it turned out that way. I always say everything happens for a reason. So you don't have to drop everything and do it over the weekend, but if you remember later who that customer is, I'll put it on their account that they referred to, because, you know, oftentimes business owners are friends with other business owners, and we have an excellent referral program where every time you refer someone to us, once they've been on board for 30 days, then they get a free month of service. So, you know, if, you know, you remember, I'll make sure they get credit for it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yep, sounds good. Okay, well, in the meantime, have a very lovely weekend. And I want to just see if I sent you my direct line yesterday. I don't think I did, but I'll send it to you just so that if you have any questions over the weekend, you can call me, okay?
Okay, and you can just send it to an email.
Okay, yeah, I'll use that email. I'll send you a quick text. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And we're on a voice-activated system, so anytime you call in, you'll get that, you know, for this department, press this, and that department, press that. If you just put in my extension, which is the 777, or say transfer to Tina because it's voice-activated, then the call will ring directly to my desk, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, I'll be talking to you probably on Tuesday, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your day, Roger.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.